ideally know, like, we killed the guy's pet cat, but, like, it's fantasy. You're going to kill a horse or something every now and then. If it comes up, it comes up.
We have killed a couple horses.
Yep. And they had it coming.
One other thing that we haven't touched on yet is the idea of creating your own gods could also be, if we were going to lean into the way that, for example, zombie horror and other horror genres lean into real world things, what if we look at Kuotoa's as a criticism of obsession and fanaticism? If you become too obsessed or believe too strongly in the wrong thing, you can force godhood upon it. What happens if somebody shows up and they have made a deal with a deity to basically infect followers, and they are the high priest of this deity, and they're going to start turning people into Kuotoa by winning them to their side? So the Kuotoa become a bit more like hive mind fish zombies as opposed to like mental illness or something like that.
Right. I really do love the idea of zombie and zombieism, I suppose, being transferred by faith and belief as opposed to by a bite. That is terrifying. I like that a lot. Mm-hmm.
Like intellectual arguments.
You just have to have the right arguments.
Yeah.
I mean, that is honestly what it is. Because at the end of the day, like when you look at, obviously not,
I guess
the,
I do like brains.
Well, you know? when you look at the roots of it all, right? Like not 100% roots, because I don't remember specifically the regions, but like zombies all trace back to areas like Haiti, the Caribbean, all completely disconnected from this conversation, but we have to acknowledge the actual roots. When you look back at the pop culture roots of zombieism, it is all about ideology. That is what sort of Dawn of the Dead was talking about. You know, everything is always these ideas. It's about people being infected by the idea to the point where they're disconnected from reality towards a single-minded pursuit of a goal. Like, this isn't a rewriting of zombie lore. This is a refinement. This is specifically grabbing what zombie lore is and just going, no, we're not going to hide it behind a bite anymore. We're just going to tell you what we're doing. Thing.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. I really do like that.
Listen to the rest of this episode at patreon.com/deadghostpro and sign up for a free 7-day trial of bonus clips and both audio and video versions of our Patreon-exclusive DMs notes. That's patreon.com/deadghostpro. The ancient mountainous deserts to the south of Faerun are the places where mortals first raised great temples and unlocked powerful secrets. A kingdom once fractured by infighting has been united under the iron claw of the red dragon, Chazar. The Great Lizard's quest for immortality has become an all-consuming obsession. His need for worshippers has set him on a path against the old gods of these lands, and they will not go quietly. An unlikely cabal of deities has banded together to undermine Chazar and ensure that their temples remain protected and active. They've traced tendrils of fate to preferred timelines, then selected 5 mortals who had the best chance of bringing those futures to fruition. You will take on the role of one of these chosen, in Death to the Dragon King. Find out more about this Start Playing Games campaign and all of my other available games at aram.gay.